Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I pulled the numbers on SE utilization across my org last quarter. You know how many customer-facing hours went to deals that never made it past stage two? 31%.
A third of your SE's time. Gone.
Gone. Not wasted on bad demos. Wasted on meetings that should never have involved an SE in the first place. Jump on this call in 5 minutes. Can someone just show them the platform? No context, no qualification, no agenda. And the SE managers across my org were letting it happen because saying no to an AE feels political.
Oh, I know that feeling. I've had AEs message me directly, skip my SEs entirely, asking me to put someone on a call that's starting in 10 minutes. And the pain wasn't even identified yet. Just, the prospect wants to see the product.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, what SE qualified actually means.
So here's what changed. I sat down with my sales counterpart, the VP of sales, and said we need to define, in writing, what must be true before a deal gets SE time. Not a suggestion, a written standard that both teams operate by.
What did you put on the list?
4 things. 1, confirmed meeting with an identified pain or use case. Not, they're interested in learning more. A specific problem. 2, the AE has done initial qualification. Budget, timeline, authority. At least a rough picture. 3, basic understanding of what the customer wants to solve. And 4, the AE can brief the SE on context before the call. Not during, before.
That 4th one is the killer. Can brief the SE on context before the call. Because if the AE can't explain what the meeting is about, they probably don't know either.
Exactly. And the list works both ways. We also wrote down what does not qualify. Jump on this call in 5 minutes with no context. Not qualified. First meeting with an unqualified inbound, not qualified. Just show the product without any discovery, not qualified. An RFP we weren't involved in shaping, not qualified.
I love the red list approach. Telling people what qualifies is helpful. Telling them what specifically doesn't, that's where behavior actually changes. It gives your SEs language. Instead of, I don't think I should join this call, they can say, this doesn't meet the SE qualified criteria we agreed on.
And that's the key. It removes the politics. The SE isn't saying no to the AE personally. They're pointing to a standard that both leadership teams signed off on. The argument moves from, your SE is being difficult, to, this deal doesn't meet the bar yet.
How did the AEs react? Because I can imagine some pushback. You're gatekeeping my deals.
There was pushback. First 2 weeks were rough. A few AEs went directly to their VP saying my team was blocking pipeline. But because I'd built this with their VP, the response was, did the deal meet the criteria? And most of the time, it didn't.
So the criteria became the referee, not you.
Right. And here's what nobody expects. After about a month, the AEs started qualifying better. Not because they suddenly cared about SE time. Because they realized that poorly qualified meetings were wasting their time, too. When they actually prepped a briefing, the SE showed up sharper, the demo was more relevant, and the deal moved faster.
So the gate isn't a wall. It's a quality filter that makes everything downstream better.
That's the reframe. It's not about protecting SE time, although it does. It's about protecting deal quality. Every minute an SE spends on a deal that isn't ready is a minute they're not spending on one that is.
Okay, I want to try this. But I don't have a VP of sales counterpart in the same way you do. I'm a senior director. The sales leader I'd need to align with is 2 levels above the AEs my team works with. How do I even start that conversation?
Start with one AE. Pick your best AESE partnership, the pair that already works well together. Run the criteria as a pilot for 1 quarter. Track what happens to deal velocity, win rate, SE hours per deal. Then bring those numbers to the sales leader. You're not asking for permission. You're showing proof.
Pilot first, policy second. And if the numbers improve, the sales leader comes to me asking to roll it out wider.
That's exactly what happened in my org. What's the move?
Write it down. Sit with your sales counterpart and define, on paper, what must be true before a deal gets SE time. 4 green light criteria, 4 red flags. Share it with both teams. And when someone pushes back, point to the page, not the person.
Your calendar doesn't have a bouncer. Your criteria do. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.